This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Now onto a story about the real cost of energy in China, where people were encouraged by the government to burn coal for heat. Researchers have now found some of these people are statistically prone to dying 5 years earlier. That's from a new study from MIT, Peking University, and several other research institutions that looked at the health effects of making coal free for Chinese households. The BBC's John Sudworth joins us from Beijing.
What these researchers have done is analyze the death statistics and the pollution statistics over a number of years, and they have discovered people living in the north of China lose an average of 5.5 years of life expectancy because of this added pollution effect.
And we should explain, this is a study of using coal essentially in a fireplace inside the home. This is not necessarily using coal at the industrial level to produce electricity.
Well, that's right. Some people have pointed out that the north of China is also where the country has its main electricity generating stations powered largely by coal. China still uses coal for 70% of its power generation, so that could also have had an effect, and it would be difficult to separate the two out.
Coal is central to the way China generates its energy even to this day.
Absolutely. It's still 70% of power generation here. The government admits that they have a huge pollution problem. This study adds further evidence, but in some ways it's an unnecessary addition because people can now see it with their own eyes. One of the things that the researchers are saying is that these findings may help other emerging economies, Brazil or India, for example, to find better ways to combine a drive for economic growth with public health protection, something that obviously this study suggests has cost China dear.
The BBC's John Sudworth in Beijing. John, thank you.
It's a pleasure, David.